Greetings in the name of Jesus. We continue, Lord, to understand the mind of Paul. We are in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians is the most personal letter that Paul ever wrote. The second probably would be the letter to the Philippians. But this letter, Paul was able to give his heart out. He was able to let people know what he went through. Many times, people who lead the church hide their feelings from the members. They don't want to know that their leaders cry, that their leaders are hurt. They try to show that they are brave by not speaking about their hurts, their wounds. But Paul was not like that. When he was wounded, he would let his children know what he was feeling. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from verses 1 to 6. We want to have two or three installments in this chapter. We want to understand Paul as a minister of the new covenant, and we want to compare him with the self-appointed ministers or apostles. It would be good now to realize that one of the people who lead the wounded Paul, or who caused the wounds at the church of Corinth, was a group of apostles called Judaizers, who would follow Paul everywhere he'd go. They would wait until he opens a church. Immediately he goes to another place because he was an apostle. They would follow, and they would continue to undo, to deconstruct all the messages that Paul had preached, and they try to refute them, and they would prepare a script to the people and tell them, one, Paul was not a true apostle. That man who came called Paul was not an apostle too. He was an imposter. He was not sent of God. And then he would give reasons. One of the reasons they gave was that, who introduced Paul to you? Was Paul having a letter of recommendation? Remember, it's very important in those days, and even today, for somebody to be introduced into a new place. That when you are invited, you actually going to say that I'm here courtesy of so-and-so, because the so-and-so is introducing you, is giving you a letter of introduction. Could be verbal, could be written, but somebody introduces you to a new place. So these people now, they were capitalizing on asking, who introduced Paul to you? And he is not an apostle. How did he come and start the ministry to you? This man is not of God. This man does not even take the support from you. How come, if he is an apostle, he is not receiving the support from you? He refuses you people to support him. Does he really love you? And they actually managed to put a wedge of division between Paul and the church at Corinth. And Paul, in this particular issue now, he's comparing himself. He's comparing himself with the so-called self-appointed. And he is saying, I do not need a letter of introduction to you. In fact, you church, I'm a letter of introduction. Why did Paul need a letter of introduction in this church? Because There was nobody to introduce him. He is the pioneer. He is the one who went there when there was nobody who was known as a member of a church. If anything, Paul was the one who was supposed to give the letter of recommendation if they're needed to any other person going to that church. Because Paul, for 1.5 years, was with this church. And so he says, I am a minister of the new covenant. These are the self-apostles, they are ministers of the old covenant. But you see, the new covenant has already fulfilled the demands of the old covenant. And so he is comparing the glory of the new covenant and the glory of the old covenant to let his children know that these people that are separating Paul with his children are imposters. They are the one who are not of God. They are not sent by God. And so, in this part, we want this to compare that to help people understand that the minister of the new covenant does not necessarily need to work like the way the old covenant minister works. Because after you have met Jesus, you become a minister of the old covenant. You don't need to apply the old covenant. Not that the old covenant is wrong, but it's an obsolete. It has been fulfilled by the new covenant. The blood of Jesus hasn't been able to fulfill the demands of the old covenant blood. So we no longer shed, for example, the blood of animals. We no longer circumcise, because these people are preaching, unless you are circumcised, you cannot become a believer. Paul is saying you don't need to be circumcised to become a believer. You need only to believe in Christ. That's what now Paul is saying. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? That's what he starts. This is now the reading, so that you can be able to confirm what you just said. Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourself are our letter written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. So if you need the letter of recommendation, you are our letter of recommendation. You are not just what I have done. You know, a letter of recommendation, like a CV, you know, curriculum vitae, that describes what a person have done. Instead of describing what a person has done, you show, this is the work I have done. You see, today, when you go to be employed or you to be fixed into a new position, you need to, you know, that letter. But Paul says, I don't need a letter. You are my letter of recommendation. And it's read by everyone. It's written in our hearts. So when somebody sees you, you are the work that we did, that I did, myself and Timothy and my team. You show that you are a letter from Christ, a result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. When he compares this letter, he says, you are not a letter that brings death. You are a letter that is written not with the ink, but with the Holy Spirit. Is you are a letter from Christ. You are written by Christ. You are written as a result of our ministry. But you are written by the Spirit of the living God. You're not written on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. People see you. They see what God has done through our ministry. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now, Paul finishes this session, or this first session, by talking about that the letter I'm talking about is the one from the Holy Spirit that gives life. But he says a letter by itself kills. Even that letter of recommendation, because it can bring so much pride. But the letter written by the Holy Spirit, that is the work that God has already done in the lives of people, gives life. Father, help us to be healed from the wedge that has been put by these imposters. We are grateful to understand how to deal with such amongst our children. In Jesus' name.